The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Chof. And we were right smack bang in the middle of the sugya. We had asked the question, after having discussed the machloket of the Rav and Shmuel, about wherever, according to Rav, wherever the Torah repeats a din, and only then do we say that there's ikuva when it comes to mincha, even though normally we would have thought that the lashon of chok that appears there would be liikuva, wasn't liikuva, specifically because of the way that the Torah repeated the words of girsa and shamna, as if to tell me I need to specifically tell you the din of chosa. So there was a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, and then we move about whether that would apply also to the very specific cases about kumtzai, making a kli for your kaimetz. And then we went on at the end to ask a question of why, according to Rav, would malitcha be ma'akev the mincha if it doesn't find a repetition? And we answered because brit melach is the equivalent, or because it's a comparison to brit kuhunat olam. But in any event, we accepted the statement yesterday that it's necessary to find a special limud for melicha on the mincha. Asks the Gemara, why did everybody accept that? Why didn't they immediately question the fact that somebody would claim that melicha is not doubled mentioned in the Sugya Menachot? Asks the Gemara one third of the way down today, V'lo Tana Beikra? What do you mean it doesn't repeat it? Of course it repeats it. V'achtiv. Does it not say beferish? Al kol, it says specifically that it's a din of kol korban minchatcha b'malach timlach. This is a repeat of the mitzvah that goes on to say that not only is it b'malach timlach in general, brit malach olam, but specifically you must be maleach mincha. So why is that not called kfila?
Because
we had the general pasuk of brit melach olam. So isn't that considered to be a tana beikra? Says, well, no, that's not called a kfila. That's miboyle. Why is it miboyle? Lekidatanya. We need that pasuk to teach me something very important about the din of melicha on a mincha, but not to double the chiyav. Because let's say the Torah would simply have said, instead of al korban minchatecha, it would have said any korban b'melach. Then I would have thought that korban b'melach would be nafilu etzim, v'dam, shedikru korban. We know that etzim are called korban etzim. Now we find in the pasuk that the Jews were makabel on themselves korban etzim at the time of Ezra. And, of course, the dam is the ikar korban of every zebach. The dam is the mechapers. It's certainly called the korban. So if it would say, I'll call korban, you have to put melach. So I would have thought, okay, if I'm bringing etzim, if I'm bringing dam, I need to put on melach. Therefore, it repeats specifically, no, davka mincha. Of course, it doesn't mean davka mincha, but that's coming to tell me a limut. Ma mincha miyuchedet sha'acherim ba'in chovala. So just like the korban, mincha can be a model. For any korban that requires something to be brought with it in order for it to be kosher, and what is that? It needs wood. How is it going to burn on the mizbeach? You have to put on the gizrei etzim and then make a ma'aracha. Af kol sha'acherim ba'in chovala. So only those things that others come as a chovah, as opposed to etzim, which burn themselves, and as opposed to dam, which isn't burnt, it's just put on the mizbeach without any ash on the mizbeach. There's no dinner putting it in the fire, and therefore it would exclude, and that's why it's an extra pasuk, it's coming to exclude dam and etzim from the requirement of melicha. Ask the Gemara, why say it that way? Why not say, ma mincha miyuchedet, which is matir? So if I bring the mincha, I am now going to be matir the shirayim, it's referring to over here as the kaimetz. So then let me say that af kol shematir, anything which is coming to be matir, something else. But that would mean that on dam, which is of course the ultimate matir, of the emurim to the mizbeach, of the basar to the kayanim, so anything which is matir is chayev and malicha, and that would come to include dam. Avidam shematir, instead of excluding dam. I mean, how do you know to say that the tzad in which it's similar to mincha should be dafka the fact? I mean, is that a little bit far-fetched to say that which makes everything in common with mincha is things that needs wood? It makes much more sense to say that the thing that would be in common is the ikar nekuda of the kemitza, of bringing your kainets on the mizbeach. And that is that it's matir. Talmud Lomar, therefore, the Torah has to stress over here that my hakpada, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is me'al minchatecha al kol korbanecha timlach takriv melach. So me'al minchatecha stresses only your mincha and not your dam. Wait a minute, if that's the case, minchatecha seems to be saying a lot more than the kemet. Minchatecha is saying the entire mincha. So then why should we not learn out from there, yochotei mincha kulatu una melach? So then I should need the entire mincha to have melicha. Why only the kmitza? Talmud lomar, korban minchatecha. Which part of the mincha is korev ala mizbeach? Only the kemet, which is the korban that's brought lifnei Hashem. So korban tovun melach, ve'in mincha kulatu una melach. So it's dafka, that part of the carbon mincha, which is the carbon part, and that is, of course, the kemet. But meanwhile, it's memayit, the dam. And the truth is, according to many of the mefarshim, melicha is also a requirement, it's just not an ikula on the rest of the melach. Okay, that seems to be a question, whether I'll agree with that or not. It seems to be taken for granted. Okay, so if that's the case, since we're coming now to be mamayit the dam, we now understand that it's got to be that the common denominator is not the matir, because otherwise why would it stress not dam? So it can't be that that's the common denominator. Then the common denominator has to be, as we said, anything for which something else needs to be brought, and that is etzim. Now, the following piece seems to contradict that, and the Gemara indeed is going to ask, wait a second, you start off by saying, you're going around in circles, you started off by saying that it's anything that is similar, and that should include all things that would be burnt on the Mizbeach, right? So that would include the Levina, let's say, for sure, the Emurim, everything would be included. Then we ask, maybe dafka matir? So he said, no, it can't be dafka matir, because why else would the Torah need to be b'mayat dam? So that can't be the thing. Okay, so we're left with our original understanding. That mincha serves as a model for anything that requires something else to be brought with it. That is to say, anything that needs to be burnt with it. In which case, the next question is a strange question. The Gemara is going to ask why we're asking this now. So, ainli ela komets, minayin l'rabotet halevona. I mean, why not? Levona certainly needs wood. Okay. Marbaniyat alavona, shekein ba ima bekli echad. The Levona, I understand, is included because it is similar to the mincha. It's called the mincha. It's brought in the same container as the mincha is. How do I know that if I bring Levona bifnei atzma, that we already saw that you can bring just Levona? Or how do I know that the Levona that is brought in the Vizichim, which is matir, the lechem haponim, and how do I know the ketoret? Now, none of this makes sense because all of these things require wood, right? So we shouldn't be asking on any of them because we already had a limud of using the mincha as a model for anything that needs wood. So again, as I say, the Gemara is going to get to this, but don't get confused by the fact that we seem to be going back and forth. Okay, so how do I know the Ketoret? How do I know the Minchat Kohanim? Why not? How do I know the Minchat Kohan Mashiach? Those things don't require a Kmitza. How do I know the Minchat Nesachim that comes together with the Korban? How do I know the Emurim of a Korban Chakas? The Emurim of a Korban Asham? How do I know about the Emurim of Kodesh Kodashim, which of course is only a reference to the addition, Ishtek Yivsei Atzeret, which is Zivchei Shamei Tzibur. How do I know Emurim of Kodeshim Kalim, which would be the Korban Taida, the Korban Shlomi? How do I know the meat of a Korban Eila, or an Olat Ta'ov? How do I know that those things require Melicha? Talmud Lomar, therefore, the Torah repeats, Al Kol Korbanecha Takriv Melach. So we have, again, the Pasuk mentioned separately, V'chol korban minchatecha b'melach timla. And it also says, Al kol korban nechatakriv melach. Then there's a separate yisur, Lo tashbit melach brit elohecha mi'al minchatecha. Alright, so okay, but that means we have a reference to all korbanot besides the korbanot of mincha.
With a repetition. No, because it's needed. One is needed for the mincha and to be mamayit the dam, and the other one is to be mechayit the mincha. There's one to be mechayit the mincha, one to be mamayit the mincha. We're going to get to this. Omar, Omar. Now, I'm very confused. You started off saying Ainli Ella Komet, Minay Lorabot et Halavona, and then you said Marbeni et Halavona, but only because it's brought together with the Mincha one Kli, and therefore it has a shame of a Mincha. Now, I don't understand. You started off by saying that the Mincha serves as a model to be Ma Mincha Miyuchedet Shacherim Ba'im Kovala, and then you start asking on each one, well, how would I know this, and how would I know that, and then you come along, and you bring another Pasuk, and you, what is going on over here? Says the Gemara. Obviously, the Tana is being miramis to us. What right did he have to create a din of a model that would be, I mean, that's a very far-fetched model to say anything that requires eitzim should be, I mean, how do you get that out of the moon? Because the truth is that clearly the Tana wants you to understand, at the end of the day, I'm going to have to get to the end of the pasuk, which brings the word al kol korbanecha takriv melech. Once I hear that, now I end. So what we're really talking about is a klal prado klal here. That's the pshat. In other words, you start saying v'chol korban. That's any korban. Then you say dafke the mincha mi'al minchatech kol korban minchatecha. So maybe dafke should be a klal and prat. If it's a klal and prat, you can't use it as a model for anything because that ain't b'klal alamachim b'prat. So therefore, the Tana wants to show you that the etzem, without a klal prat or klal, I'd be doomed here. I wouldn't be able to learn anything else out. The Lavona and the Mela, okay, the Lavona, I would say, is a mincha, because it's brought the same kli. How would I know anything else? But obviously, now at the end of the day, that I need to have that limud at the end of the pasuk. So I'm relying on a klal prat or klal anyway. Once I rely on the klal prat or klal, so obviously I'll include Lavona without coming onto the svara of the Lavona is in the same container. But I introduce that as a problem so that you'll see the way that I'm thinking about this. Because I'm sure that you're bothered by the fact that I'm using mincha as a model, and I don't have a basis to use it as a model. Maybe on the contrary. The Torah is coming to define mincha and only mincha. That's the whole point. So here's how to understand. Hachikama. First, the Tana wants you to understand that he was thinking that the word korban is a klal, and then when you say mincha, it's limiting korban only to mincha. So it's a klal or prat. If it's a klal or prat, in the klal alamash of a prat, and that would include only a korban mincha. Nothing else. In the end, he came to show you that the words al kol korban echad takriv melech is obviously another klal. So now it's chazar v'kalal. So now what do we have? Klal prado klal. Okay. The klal prado klal, then the rule is, ein atadan ela ke'ein aprat. What is the ke'ein aprat? Ma aprat mufurash acherim ba'im chovala. Afkosh acherim ba'im chovala. Now, what is the meaning of acherim ba'im chovala, my new? Eitzim. Afkol eitzim. And then he comes to ask, maybe the meaning of Acherim Ba'in Chovala is dafka to include the Levona. That's what he's... In other words, this question, the reason I raise Levona as an issue is because I want you to understand why it is that I ended up with the model that I did. Namely, a strange common denominator. What's the Ke'ena Prat? Anything that requires something else to be brought with it in order to bring it on the Mizbeach, namely Eitzim. Weird. So how did you get to that? That's what the Tana wants us to understand. So therefore, he says to himself, okay, what would be the first thing that I would think is the idea of what would be brought along with a mincha that the Torah would be telling me a klal prat or klal. In other words, you're defining the specific prat as a mincha for some reason. You're making it a klal prat or klal to be marba other things. Maybe the other thing would be like the levona. And therefore, I would say, okay, it's an interesting thing. We have an example of the type of korban, which consists of solid, and nonetheless, the Torah wants me to bring along with it levona. Oh, that's weird. I mean, it's like putting in this other ingredient. What would be a klal prat or klal similar to that? The fact that when I bring a carbon, the Torah wants me to bring nesachim. That you gosh, the nesachim. I mean, that's really part of the carbon. Well, the lavona, is that really part of the mincha? It's a different ingredient. So that would be the kenah prat. Just like I'm being marbe, the fact that there's a lavona that comes together with a kemetz, or with a mincha b'klal, so too with a carbon, there's the nesachim that come together with the part of the carbon that's brought on the mizbeach, that's the dam. And therefore, I would say, just like a mincha has with it this other ingredient called levona, which is brought on together with it, so too the dam which is put on the mizbeach, which has another ingredient, namely the minchas nesachim, and that is brought together with the dam as the representative of the carbon, therefore I should need to put melach on the dam. Says the Gemara, wait, hold on a second. Nesachim don't come with the dam. Why would you relate nesachim to dam? It doesn't make more sense to relate the nesachim to the emurim. I mean, the emurim are what the mizbeach eats, what it consumes. And so too does the minchas nesachim, which includes food and drink. I mean, you got to feed the mizbeach. You got to give the mizbeach a little bit of wine at the end of the meal. Right? So, I mean, that makes sense. So it's achila and shtia, the same way that emurim is achila. So it certainly makes much more sense whether we would relate to achilata mizbeach. We spoke about yesterday how the Torah uses the word heochol yeachel to mention that the concept of consumption is similar to achila when it comes to mizbeach. So therefore it makes much more sense to say that nesachim relate to the emurim, not to the dam. So nesachim ba'ade emurim u'da'atu. My time, achila v'shtia. Well, no, I don't know that that's necessarily the way to look at it. I could say, what is the real meaning of the relationship of bringing nesachim together with a korban? Because after the person attains a kapara, he celebrates. So the celebratory element of it is, you know, a nice dessert with some beer. Well, not beer, wine. I mean, it's a fancy place. So we'll make a little party. So maybe that's the pshat. Kapara v'simcha. After being mechaper with the dam, so now the Torah wants us to celebrate. And the dam, the yayin, after all, is called misameach Elohim v'anashim. So there is something about both elements. There's the nice meal that's brought to the mizbeach as a dessert, but it's also misameach. So I want to...
Where is that source of God's yayin?
Mishlei. Yeah. So therefore, I should say it's the same idea, right? It's all one thing. So how do I know that it wouldn't be a ribui to dam? That's why he mentions the levonati. Because he says levona, the point of levona is ba ima b'kliachat. The fact is that the levona is mamish part of the mincha, as opposed to the nesachim and the dam, which is not part of the dam. I mean, they're not ba'im b'kliachat. But what is common? What's common is the etzim. We do have something that is really in common with so many issues. Where would you find another example of a case where something is put in the same container as the original carb? That you want to use this as a model and say, the Torah is coming to be marba. Yeah, marba what? There isn't. There's a klal prater klal here. Klal prater klal means we're coming to be marba. Tell me what you want to be marba. So you can't tell me I want to be marba the dam because that's the sachem. It's not similar. The sachem and the dam are not related. The same way the levona is to the mincha. So what do you want to be marba? If you want it, therefore the Tana wants you to understand, where did I come up with this weird mahaprat? By basically thinking through what could be the thing in common. So since it can't be the example of levona to the mincha, it's got to be the example of the etzim to the mincha. There's no other alternative. That's how I came up with this. So by saying it in this fashion, and saying, well, why don't we marble levona? Well, levona, I didn't really mean that. I meant, since I'm going to show you at the end that this is a klal prat uklal, and we need to explain why I'm saying mahaprat mefurash x. How did we come up with that x? Because if you attempt to make the x levona, then you're going to find out that levona doesn't really serve as a model for anything. Memela, the x has to be defined as etzim. That's why I mentioned it this way. So I give you just enough information for you to recreate my entire thought process, which of course is the Derech of Torah Shabbat always. So now we understand where you came up with this. If we're saying it's etzim, af kol is etzim, then I understand that we've got all of these other karbonas that I can now add in the klal pradu klal, because they all have etzid that are required. Memeil I come to include them in chaskayanim, the imburim, the evrei ela, the elasa oif, and all of those other things, but all of them are really becoming part of the klal pradu klal only because of its similarity to etzim, and only because first I disposed of the problem of the lavona being the model. So memeil I spoke out the lavona. It's brilliant when you see it that way. That's true, but I need the fuel. We'll see that it's more than a fuel. It's a specific gift, the Mizbeach, that serves as the energy source for the Sreifa, in a sense. I mean, really, the Esha and the Mizbeach worked without Eitzim, remember. This is a mitzvah to bring Eitzim in ahead. It's not that it's really the fuel. Orach HaTo'ad U'Noyelin Melech HaLom Shakol Nia B'Dvaron. What do you mean? The aliens, they use the laser beam.
That's what
it is. There was an Eish Min HaShamayim that burned on the Mizbeah.
But that, by its shady as well?
That's not the point, but it means the Karbona is that the Eitzim, you're Mechuyev to bring because you're Mechuyev to bring Eitz. We'll see later on that it's actually worse than that. The Eitzim themselves are called a Karbon. That's what we saw, a Karbon Eitzim. So they really are a Karbon. In fact, that's going to destroy our whole limud over here. We're going to end up having to change everything because Dafka, because Eitzim are not fuel. They're really a Karbon. But right now, let's pretend. Okay. So therefore, Eitzim, now there you got a model. Man, that's a great model. Because Ki'echadim it kashru b'mincha, the same way the Eitzim are so necessary for the Mincha to be Mekurav, Hochim it kashru b'kula korbanot, all korbanot will use Eitzim in that fashion. And therefore, we now have a great klal prat uklal. Why not say, says the Gemara, the simplest thing, I mean, this is such an obvious thing, is that the prat that is before us here is that it's a matir. Well, right, you have to say it's the etzim that are coming, right? Why not say, no, hold on a minute. You'd also have to take into consideration that it is materet, right? In which case, anything that I mentioned above, which is not a matir, should not be included. Because if we're talking about the Kemetz, so what are you telling me? Well, listen, we should include also the Minchat Kohanim. Why would I include Minchat Kohanim? Minchat Kohanim is Matir, same thing. All things put on them is there. I should include the Basar of the Eila. Why would I include the Basar of the Eila? The Basar of the Eila is a Nitar. It's not a Matir. The example that was being brought was the Kemetz. So why would I include Minchas Kohanim? And what gives you the right to limit it to send any, I mean, to include anything which has these etzim with it? It should also require something not standard asherim bain chovala, but it needs to be matir like the kemetz. And therefore, I should say, so too, those things which are asherim bain chovala, so there's etzim, but it also has to be matir. What is that? Levaina that is not in the same container. Levaina that is coming in the bezichin. How about that? The levaina in the bezichin, not in the same container, is matir the lechem. Okay, that I need. The klal pradu klal. That makes a lot of sense. But where do you come off? Including ketoret and evarim and all of that is taking only one part of the common denominator into consideration. Umayniu levona haba'a bebezichin deshaya lechem. But none of the other cases that you list a whole bunch of stuff over here, including the Teres, Minchas Kayanim, the Minchas Kay Mashiach, the Nesochim, the Imurim, of all kinds of Karbonas, of the Chatas, of the Yarshim, of the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, Karbon Teira, so who needs all of that? Maybe nothing else should be included. But Midiach Rino Lo says the Gemara, that Gufa is included in the very fact that we do not include the chiyuv of dam. Remember, that was part of the original limud. You might think that's what, remember we mentioned this originally. Ma mincha miyuchedet shemater. We asked this question before. Af kol shematir. In which case, before we got to the whole discussion, the klal prado klal, our first reaction to hearing that we're going to use mincha as a ribui was that it should be a ribui for dam. Why? Because just like the kemetz is matir, the dam is matir. And there, in those days, we were innocent. We didn't know about the whole klal prado klal. We didn't know we were looking for something else. Boy, very innocent question. Now, all of a sudden, we look back, we say, wait a minute, that question wasn't as innocent as we thought. Because since, in the end, we have this idea of others that need wood. right? And the dam doesn't need wood. So we're mamayat the dam. So why do we now need, looking back at that question in the innocent days, when we said, well, the Torah says, me'al minchatcha, v'lo me'al damcha. Which could mean, me'al minchatcha, v'lo me'al klum. Just the mincha, right? Lo tashbit korban. Lo tashbit melach brit, me'al minchatecha. V'lo me'al dammecha. Why not v'lo me'al klum? The point is that now we understand, aha, so really, all along, we had a klal prado klal. And really, all along, we were searching for the common denominator. And really, all along, we would have been mamayat dam because of the fact that dam doesn't require etzim to be brought along with it. So what in the world was that business of why not use the common denominator to be the matir? And why did we have a special pasuk to tell me, which was the lota that Rabbi Yaakov asked about before, where it says, lota shpit melach brit elokecha mi'am minchatecha. What was that doing there, Bichlo? It wouldn't have been Reboy anyway. Oh, what's that? Yes, but it says, Lo tashbit melach brit Elohecha me'al minchatecha, specifically. That's what we were medayik there. There's three mentions here. One is Al-Kol Korbanecha, which is the end of the pasuk, where it doesn't mention mincha. The other is the opening of the pasuk, Korban mincha, which is a klal, korban, and a prat of mincha, and the other is a lotas, which occurs in the middle of the pasuk. Of lot, it's all one pasuk, of lotash bid, the melach brit elohecha. And there's specifically the al minchatecha. Okay, so now I understand, midi istrit mi al minchatecha velo mi al damecha. We needed before to be mamayad dam, correct? So what if we had not been mamayad dam from al minchatecha? I would have said, oh, it would be, dam would have been included, as we said, dam would have been included because of the fact that it would be a matir, correct? But what would that mean? That anything else that wouldn't have been excluded because of its being a matir, those things I would have said are in fact included. So the Torah excludes, you understand the brilliance of this limud. The Torah excludes dam specifically to tell me, excuse me, gentlemen, do not look at the matir. That's the one thing that I don't want you to see in common. Because if you looked at the matir being in common, then we would be coming along now and being marbadam. So forget about the dam. That's not going to be included. That means that there's something else that would have been a ribui, other than dam, that would have been a riboy because there's some other nekuda, one nekuda, that would be inclusive. What is that one nekuda? I've been searching and searching. The only thing I can come up with is that acherim bayin chovala. That acherim bayin chovala alone would be etzim. So anything that requires etzim to be brought along with it is considered to be a need of malicha. Otherwise, it's not in need of malicha. Again, if you look at the global sense of what's happening, it's really important. All of these limudim serve to further broaden and abstract our sense of what's happening with the korban. On the surface, as the first reaction was of our president, how are you comparing the fuel? What does the fuel have to do with the malicha? But the truth is that that's not the issue at all. It's not a fuel. It's specifically a tzim of a certain type without a mum that needs to be tummy. We're going to see that it has a din of a korban. The malicha is just as strange as the wood. What does it mean bringing along with a korban a tree and salt? That's the way to look at it. Because the nature of a korban is the specific, we always relate to the korban as the vegetation that I'm bringing, the meat that I'm bringing, and so on. The gift of wine that I'm bringing. But wood and salt, that, so we got, you see, it's just, we throw it in. What do you mean you just throw it in? If I'm telling you to look at the malicha, doesn't it make sense that I'm telling you to look at the wood? They're very, very similar. I'm saying throw in other things with your korban.
Literally.
Yeah. Essentially, no, it's because wood, we don't look at wood, we don't look at it as food, as vegetation. It's another thing, not part of the world of achila.
Salt isn't part of the world of achila.
No, it's something that's machshir achila, in the same way that the wood is machshir this type of achila. That's the point, right? So it aids digestion. So the wood aids digestion of the mizbeah. That's right. That's the cooking. Yeah. No, but it's not because of its fuel. It's combustion. It's achila. That's the point. So the achila of the mizbeach is achieved by this. The achila of bnei adam is achieved by various enzymes and other issues which allow you to process, to consume in the same way. It's oxidation in the end. So the oxidation of what it is, which is the way in which the earth consumes things, is done through etzim here, together with the malicha. But that means that they are similar. So it's broadened our sense of what's really going on in the Mizbeach, you see? So if on the one end I'm bringing Eitzim, then on the other end I'm bringing Melech. So those are the things that are related. Masha Enke, what you would think was the most related issue, the most related issue being the Matir, because that's always what we think of. Always it's about being Matir, it's about having a Kapora, it's about how does this impact the Halacha. Surprisingly, when it comes to Malicha, that's the last thing that the Torah wants you to look at. Because we're not looking at that element of the carbon. We're looking at the eating element of the carbon. That's the point. In which case, the first thing that we're mamayit is the dam, which is the first thing that you would have thought, of course, needs to be included. Therefore, the Torah has to point out to you that malicha and dam make no sense. They don't go together. Because dam has nothing to do with eating. Then the Gemara is going to question, not only does malicha and dam not go together because you're not eating the dam, but dam and malicha don't go together because malicha destroys dam. It's worse than that. That's the way we take the dam out. I mean, when you think about it, malicha and dam are opposites. So again, the broader sense of what's going on here immediately says, wait a minute, this is not magic that we're throwing dam on, malicha on things, right? It's got to make sense. The Gemara is going to actually ask this. What could you think that you would put malach and dam? It's crazy. Okay, but we'll get to that later. So therefore, since I need a pasuk, the dafka, the first thing I need is to tell me, forget about the dam. So because of that, does that not tell you that all the other things that are not included in this matir issue would have been included b'chad tzad, namely that acherim arba'in chavin la? Those are the things that are tuned in melach. And the other issue, which we have by dam, is excluded. The matir is not what's important. So I start off. Remember, there's always an option of saying, as the Gemara just said, you need two things. I understand that there are two common denominators. One is that it's a matir, and the other is that acherim ba'in chavin la, right? If I need a pasuk to be mamaya dam, I have to ask myself, why do I need a pasuk? If dam is not similar to the mincha, it doesn't require wood. So why is the Torah telling me, forget about dam? Obviously, because it would have been enough. In other words, if I didn't tell you otherwise, you would have said, anything that is similar to a mincha, either that it's a matir, or that it's acherim ba'in chovin la in terms of etzim. But now that the Torah says, listen, the matir is not a reason. Well, it never would have been a reason, dear God. I mean, I would have thought that you needed a matir plus etzim, right? If I need to tell you, forget about the matir, then I'm also telling you, forget about needing two issues, because otherwise I don't need to mention it. Therefore, what's my point? Not only forget about the matir as the simen of what you need to do to bring melach, what you need to have to bring melach, but forget about searching for additional commonality. That's the point. In other words, it's enough to have chad tzad. That too is included, because otherwise you wouldn't need to mention it. Because it isn't similar in all ways. It's only similar in one way. So apparently I need a pasuk to tell me it's enough to be similar in one way. And by the way, that way is not the matir. Okay, so now I have all the information. It's brilliant. I mean, it's just wonderful. So the first thing I tell you is the innocent drasha of me'al mitchatecha v'lo me'al damcha. For that, everything follows. And then I ask you the question of Lavona in order to cue you in to what the real question is. Therefore, it comes to tell me that anything that is similar, b'chad tzad, even if it only has this one thing in common. this is great, except that there's one loose screw here. It doesn't say in the Torah, me'al mitchatecha v'lo me'al damcha. How do you know not to do it the other way around? How do you know not to say, me'al minchatecha, velo me'al evarim, which are not matir? Maybe the whole point is the other way. Only look at the matir. Don't look at, you haven't proven to me. You took something for granted, and then you come back to it, and you say, and of course, therefore, everything is brilliant, and I'm wonderful. Maybe start the whole process differently. Ask the Gemara, why not say, Omar Ma, you started off with like the one thing that becomes now the linchpin of your whole limud, which is that me'al minchatecha means below me'al damcha. But that was a leap in the first place. How do you know it wasn't me'al minchatecha velo me'al eivarecha? And then everything would be exactly the opposite. We would only be marbadan. We wouldn't be able to be marb anything else. Well, I shouldn't say anything else. I mean, we'd be able to be marb the Lavona, let's say, but the Lavona and the Bezichin. But Mistavra, I'll tell you why. Because, again, on an innocent level, you're coming to think about, if the Torah is coming to be marba mincha, forget about how. We don't even know yet the klal prior klal, but the Torah wants to be marba. Now I have to choose, what is it going to exclude? Therefore, I say, it's certainly not going to exclude Evorim. Evorim should be included, not excluded. You know why? Because they are so similar to the mincha in that they are an ashban tummy. It's a simon in which every one of these letters is a reference to a halacha that does not apply to dam. And what is that? Okay, so first of all, the olive is, of course, the achirim bayin chovin, chovala, which dam doesn't have, right? And again, I'm very naive at this point. So I say to myself, okay, what is in common between Evorim and Komet? Well, first of all, they need Eitzim. That's Kemota. Furthermore, they're put on the fire, right? That's the olive over here is Acherim Ben Chavin. The shin is the Eish. That's Ishim Kemota. Obviously, we don't want two olives in a row. And it's furthermore, it's Bachutz. Where do we bring now what it is, all these things that we want to include? Something which is always Bachutz. What is always Bachutz? The dam isn't always bachut. The dam sometimes is brought b'fnim. But the mincha is always brought bachut. Evorim are always brought bachut. Can you think of any time that we bring Evorim inside the Eicha? Inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Never. Okay, so it makes much more sense to compare things that have the same permanently defined placement. It's a permanently, dam varies, very sneaky. Sometimes it gets into the Eichal, sometimes it goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I would not want to use dam as the thing that I'm including. Okay, furthermore, what's fascinating about dam is you remember we had a pusik that excludes the dam from the chiyuv of notar. It excludes it from the chiyuv of tuma and excludes it from the chiyuv of me'ila. Banina tati lachem. Then therefore I know that there's no chiyuv on notar, but on Evorim there's notar. So there's a chiyuv of notar, just like the mincha, kemota. There's a chiyuv of tuma, if you eat it betumat haguf, kemota, just like the mincha. There's an isra mechiyuv of me'ila, just like the mincha, which none of which applies to dam. By the way, you'll notice that we've gotten up to the mem, tome, me'ila, but the olive sort of disappeared over here in the martini. Mm-hmm. So what happened to the olive? So Tosfos says that the olive is that it's achila, kimota, which the Gemara had actually referred to earlier when we were talking about what is more similar about the, how do we view the nesachim as being secondary to the dam or secondary to the emurim. But here, too, it's taken for granted that you understand that it's also achila kemota, and the dam is not consumed. It's sprinkled on it, but it's not eaten. And the mincha, the komets ha-mincha, and the evorim of the yela are eaten by the mizbeach. Why doesn't it say it, says Tosfos? Because it isn't a kula or a chumra. It's just a logistical fact. All the other cases are kulas and chumra that we had, so that we didn't want to mix it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, okay, that would be a reason for us to include Evorim and then understand that when the Torah is coming to exclude something, it must be excluding the dam. And therefore, we learn that you only need chatzad and that chatzad is not the mat. Adarab, says the Gemara, isn't dam more similar to the comments? Hadam havilei l'rabuye, because the dam is a matir, and the dam is also nifsal b'shkiat hachama. You can't do zrika at night. But you can continue to be Mala Evorim at night. You can bring the Emurim at night. So that's not like the Komets of the Mincha. You can't put the Komets of the Mincha on the Mincha after sunset. And all these things are Nifsa B'Shkiyat HaChama, Kimota. Yeah, okay, that's true. But if you know how to add, you could see that the Eshnav Tameh or Ashban Tameh is a lot bigger than just two things. So Hanach Lefishi, there's more reason to view a Vorm as being similar to Mincha than there is to be Dam similar to Mincha. And therefore, if I'm going to be Mamayit, only Mincha Techa, nothing else, what's more reasonable to be Mamayit? The Dam or the Vorm? Oh, Mama, I got a problem with everything that you said. You start off by saying, I'll call korbanecha. So that would include afilu etzim vedam that are called korban. In other words, you have acknowledged that etzim are called korban. Well, guess what? The man Diomar who says that the etzim is called korban, I'm sure you remember, we had this earlier. This is Rebbe. But remember that according to Rebbe, it's the weirdest thing. Not only is it called korban, he says, you even do a kmitza on etzim. It's just wild. And not only that, you need malicha for etzim. And not only that, you need etzim for etzim. No, you cannot take the wood and burn it, according to Rebbe. So you're contradicting yourself. You started off by saying, I might think that the Eitzim are called Korban and they need Melach, Bamash, Malan, and then you come into this whole complicated drasha. Well, but, I mean, only things which need other things for them. And that's exactly what Rebbe says you do need with Eitzim. So who is man shamet leidamar etzimikri korban? Who's that man diomar? That was exactly Rebbe. But the thing is that according to Rebbe, they do need melach. The Tanya, when the Torah says specifically nefesh kitakriv korban mincha, what is added by the korban? Why don't you just say mincha? Korban mincha comes to tell me that there's an extension of this din of a korban. This teaches us that you can actually bring as an adava etzim. Because after all, it says in the Torah, Korban HaEtzim. We want to add the Korban HaEtzim, and this was a big thing, and only certain families were Zeicha to bring the Korban. Okay, so then that's the idea of anybody who could be Neidev. What is the size of a Korban HaEtzim? The HaEtzim that we find that are brought on the Mizbeach as part of the Ma'aracha, that's Shnei Gzirei HaEtzim, Vekama Shnei Gezirim. And to pasuk v'hagoralot hipalnu al korban haitzim. No, why do we call it korban haitzim? To bring out that indeed it's more than fuel. It's possible to bring it as a korban. Melamed that it's mitnadivim. And so Rebbe says, not only do we view it as a korban, it's a korban mincha because we're darshaning it from korban mincha, and therefore it has all of the dinim of a mincha. It requires malicha. It requires hagosha. And Rava points out, according to Rebbe, etzim require kmitza. Which means you'll have to smash up the etzim, just like you do petita. Because how are you going to do that with your fingers? You're going to have to smash them up into little splinters. And you have to do kmitza with the etzim that you brought a Shnei Gezirei etzim. And Rav Papa says, it's worse than that. According to Rebbe, etzim tzrichim etzim. So, something's very fishy about all this. You started off with what seems to be Rebbe, and then every single thing that Rebbe said, you contradict. Well, only things that need Eitzim, but Eitzim do need Eitzim. And the Eitzim, therefore, don't need Melach, but Eitzim do need Melach. So, explain yourself. I can't explain myself, says the Gemara. I made a mistake. Ex Eitzim. Sameimikan Eitzim. We weren't coming to exclude Eitzim. You weren't? We just spent the whole page excluding Eitzim. Oh, man. So, okay, so what is it coming to exclude? Can you tell me this now? So then, Elekra lemu'ute mai. Well, I don't get it. So what's left? We stuck. Our original pasuk, yeah. The klal prado klal. It can't be. We said there were two things we were coming to figure out. One was dam, one was etzim. Okay. The dam we had originally excluded from minchatecha. Lo tashpid me'al minchatecha. Velo me'al damcha. Right? So we didn't really need all of that for the dam, because even when we were naive, we knew about the dam. The only reason I brought it up was to explain why the tzad ha-shaveh, not the tzad ha-shaveh, but the ke'en ha-prat, is specifically etzim. But now you're saying, well, all that we really needed to be Mamayat was the Dam. But I knew about the Dam from the beginning. From Minchatecha v'lo Medamcha. So what were we discussing for the past half an hour? Will you tell me, please? So, I mean, what's it for then? What's our whole discussion for? Elamu Dam. I thought we learned dam from al minchatecha. So now, why do we need two separate miyutim? The first one, korban mincha, which then became a klal prado klal. Forget about the whole thing. We shouldn't need any of this. We can't. We could just say, but the kosha chayrim ba'im chovalo does not include dam. Because originally, remember, the only reason we went through all of this agony was because we wanted to find out what would be included if dam were excluded. So that we needed to make the whole klal prado klal, which includes the new miyut, and now we can expand on it because we had the other miyut of minchatecha. We don't need any of that anymore. If you want to say a klal prado klal, then we're going to understand that we need to be mamayad dam because it's not similar in all ways. Namely, it doesn't require etzim. Because anyway, we would have thought that. The only reason we thought that you can use chatzad was because we had the extra miyut for the dam. And it's the chatzad that led to excluding etzim. Because we thought they didn't need etzim. But now that there's nothing left to exclude, and etzim do need etzim, why did we need the whole additional limud to be mamaya dam if dam anyway would not have been included in the klal prado klal? Because I would say, well, I mean, dam isn't really similar in every way, is it? I mean, it does. Maybe a matir komoto, but it's not acherim b'ayim chovala komoto. So I don't understand what we're doing. We would have learned that out from v'al min v'chatecha. We know that all by itself, you see. Well, okay, you know what? It's not as simple as that. Because even though I X'd etzim, let's put something else instead of etzim. Take out the word etzim and put in the word nisachim. It's not as if really etzim was the only thing that needed a miyut. We haven't actually dealt with the issue of the wine either, the nisachim, have we? So you're right. For dam, we don't need it. But you know what? Cross out, as we did, afik etzim. So cross out the word etzim. But put in the word instead, nisachim. So that when it comes to tell us what it is that we learned out of our klal prato klal, indeed, that's coming to mimamayet dafka, the wine from the nesachim. And since the nesachim do not require etzim, so mimela, they are not included in the din of malicha. As far as we're dam, you're right, that's still coming exactly as we made sense of it before from the idea of me'al minchatecha. D'tanya. And the truth is that we know that nisachim are not part of this because it does say in the Braita, aval hayayin v'hadam. Ignore the next two words for a moment because they don't make sense so far to us. Hayayin v'hadam v'hayitzim v'aktoret into unin melach. Now obviously we don't agree with the words ha'etzim because we just said according to Rabbi Yitzim would require melach, and we obviously don't agree according to the Rabbonin with the word ktoret because we specifically listed ktoret a minute ago with all of the various things minayin l'rabot et halavon haba bifnei atzma and the bezichin and the ktoret and the minchat kohanim and the minchat nesachim and so on and so forth. So clearly that's not our shita. That's true. And we're going to see in a moment there are other ways of learning this. But as far as we are concerned, the part that would make perfectly good sense is even if etzim indeed do require melach, the wine would not require melach. Now, who indeed is the author of this braita? Because it certainly doesn't fit in its entirety what we were saying. I mean, we don't have to agree with it. I mean, obviously we have our own shitoti, we have the Rabbana, we have Rebbe. But this must represent a new shita. But as far as we're concerned, everything is now fine. We are going to reconstitute the lima that we just had, and all that we need to do is substitute for the word of etzim, which we had to take out because according to Rebbe it actually does in malicha. We're going to substitute nisachim. So who now indeed is the author of this braita? I mean, it can't be Rebbe because according to Rebbe, etzim do need melach. Okay, so forget that. Could it be the Rabbanan who are arguing on Rebbe? No, because the Rabbanan said before that they're including the Ketoret. Remember, they used the word the Ketoret. So it can't be the Rabbanan either. Then Kashi Ketoret. Hi, Tanu, with the Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, Ma HaPrat, Mufurash Dover Shemekabel Tum'ah, Ve'ola Le'ishim, Ve'yesh Lo HaMizbeach HaChitzon, Af Kol Davar HaMekabel Tum'ah, Ve'ola Le'ishim, Ve'yesh Lo HaMizbeach HaChitzon. This is going, indeed, according to another man, the Omar, who says, you know what the common denominator is in the Prat? It's not what you said, Rechem Ba'im Chovalo. Think about it. The Komet, is the Komet's not brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon? chitzon? It is the ketorah brought on his mizbeach a chitzon? Forget about ketorah. And the ketorah doesn't need malach, okay? And it also has to be ola le'ishim. Is the dam ola le'ishim? No. Is the wine ola le'ishim? No. So yotzu etzim. Why yotzu etzim? Are etzim a kabel tuma? No. Okay, so I don't care if they need etzim, they don't need etzim. They're excluded because they're not makabel tuma. They're not a kli of any kind. Yotzu dam and yain, they're not ola le'ishim at all. Yotzu keteret, which is ena al mizbeach hachitzot. And therefore, I am now in a situation in which I understand that I'm going to have to find, in the klal prater klal, I'm going to have to find a basis for exclusion of other issues. That's what we're coming to discuss. What are those other issues that are being excluded? So, I'm just curious about one thing. Everybody's concerned with why dam doesn't have melach. How in the world would we put dam, melach, into dam? Oh, a time of the miyate kol adam. But if not for that, I would have said, let's put melach on dam. That's so weird. Because kiven de malche, nafak lemi torah dam. The moment that you put melach into dam, it loses the din of dam. The Omar Zairi, Omar Bechanina, dam should be shlo, in all verlov. You wouldn't even be chayav for eating that dam. That's clearly not the dam that's put on the mizbeah. And Rabbi Omar Zairi says, the dam shemalcho, Eino over Allah. And Rabbi Yehuda himself had that Evarim that you were sold on. You barbecued them first. We had this at the beginning of Zvachim. Ve'elan, ein be'em l'reach nichoach. So anything which changes, so you have cooked dam. Putting in malicha is cooking the dam. Which, by the way, Tosfos is medayik here. That shows that the extent of the malicha, because it doesn't, do you know how much malicha is? It's clear from here that the extent of the malicha of kachim is the equivalent of cooking. And that, it's a lot of melach. That means it's eno ne'echal machmat milcho is the Gemara Chulin. That's the shear of cooking. So I can't bring cooked dam. So how exactly did I expect to be molea? Oh, we didn't mean to be moleach in the normal way. We meant the amal de tema mishta bo marshal. Put in a tiny bit of salt. Lo tashpit, that it should be at least a formal malicha. Le mitzvah b'yom. Kamashmalan, even that not. So even a malicha that wouldn't destroy the dam. I understand it's eafsha to be moleach dam. Because the whole thing will become now liquefied room by the malicha. But at least put in a little bit of malach. Kamashmalan, we exclude the dam. So this would be going simply from the mahatzad itself. Not mahatzad, I'm saying that. Simply from the mahaprat itself. Ask the Gemara. You're telling me that it doesn't repeat the inyan of dam? V'lo tana be'kro, v'chti v'cho korban min chatecha, b'melach timla. And that's repetitive. No, that is not repetitive. That's v'boile, v'kititane. Ilu ne'mar korban, and not korban min chat. B'melach. Shomei ani afilo yitzi v'dam. Shnigru korban. Talmud lomar min chat. In which case, maybe the dam would also require melach. Not just the kvitza. Talmud lomar korban mincha. The part that is carved on the mizbeach to un melach. But ain't a mincha kula to un melach. In the Ella Comets, Minayim Rabota Talavona, Marbani Talavona Shkin Ba Ima Bekliakat, Minayim Rabota Talavona Babifneatsma, and Lavona Babifzichim, and the Ktoret, and the Menchas Kohanim, and the Menchas Kohen Mashiach, and the Menchas Nesachim, Emuri Chatas, Emuri Yosh, Emuri Kochi Kochim, Emuri Kochi Kalim, Avery Oila, and Avery Oila Sa'oif. How do we know all those things require also? Melach, Talmud lomar, al kol korbanech atakriv melach. Amamah, emi ela komets minayim rabotet elavona, and the only answer you had is marbanet elavonash kembani marbetech. I understand. I thought you said, just like the minchas, miyocheret shacherim bain chovala, so that's true about the lavona. Why were you asking about the lavona? No, he come. Maybe we should read korban klal and minchas prat, and in klal prat, which would mean only a mincha, nothing else. Therefore, when I see at the end, al kol korbanecha, takriv melach, that's chazar v'kalal, Now, what is that referring to? Akrindo in chovala, mind you, etzim, avkol etzim. Why? Maybe it's ema levona. And then the levona would be coming and would be marba dam, because dam also has something that's coming like the levona. Nisachim? No, nisachim doesn't come for the dam. Nisachim comes with the yevori. Why do I say that? Because it's so similar to the yevorim. It's achila v'shtia. Why? Maybe say it's matched perfectly to the dam. Kapora v'simcha. Therefore, I said levona is by mama b'kliyachad. There are nesachim ain't by mikvecha, but etzim tiachnim is kashrut mimincha. Hachim is kashrut kulo korbanos, and therefore I have a great model which now includes everything else. And why not say that you need two things? You need acher b'in chovala plus it's matir. So only things which are acher b'in chovala and they're matir. The only thing that would be included of all of the issues that you included is the levona, which is coming in the bezich, and that's matir the lechem. But all those other things, the Minchas Kayanim, the Minchas Kayanim Shiach, the Emurim, and the Bosar, and so on, none of that should be included because they're not Matirim. Ah, but Midi, it's Rechbi Al Minchatcha, Velomi Al Damcha. And therefore, I would say that without this Pasuk, I would have been Marbadam. How could I be Marbadam? It's only similar in one way. Therefore, you see that one way would have been enough. Now that I take out the matir as being the way, there's got to be another one way. What is that other one way? Beautiful. So therefore, everything else is otur b'chatzad. Omamar, mi'al minchatecha v'lo mi'al damcha. But the whole thing, now that's the linchpin. The whole thing revolves around this issue. Why not start off by saying, mi'al minchatecha v'lo mi'al evarecha? Because it's more mistaken that the Evorim are not excluded. They should be included. Because after all, they're an Eshnav Tameh, which are Acherim Bayin Chovala, and that's Kamota like the Mincha. They're Ishim, that are Kamota, not like Dam. They're brought always Bachutz, which is Kamota. Then they become Chayev in Notar, like a Mincha. Chayev in Tumah, like a Mincha. Chayev in Korban Me'ila, like a Mincha. None of which applies to Dam. Okay, but there are other ways in which the dam is similar to the mincha. Dam havelei l'rabui. I mean, first of all, it's a matir, like the mincha. And it's nifshal b'shkiyat hachama, like the mincha. Mincha meaning, of course, the comet, which is what we said, korban mincha. So why not do it the other way around and start from the other direction? Now, that's because hanach mafishin. Oh, mama, you said shomei filo etzim v'dam shenikru korban. When you're talking about etzim as a korban, I mean, so you're following Rebbe's diyuk, okay? That it says korban ha'etzim. No, but according to Rebbe, we're not memayed it. We're actually marbet. Mibobo melach v'tanya korban melamed shemit nadvin etzim. How much etzim shnei gzira etzim? V'chenu omer v'goraloti palnu al korban ha'etzim. Therefore, I mean, Rebbe says etzim is indeed a korban la'ezdin of a mincha. They require melach, they require agosha. V'yamar Rav, according to Rebbe, etzim would even need kmitza. And Rav Papa says, according to Rebbe, etzim even need etzim. Okay, so then I forget about it. So samimi kan etzim. But if samimi kan etzim, then why do we need the whole thing that we did? So then Krov would be coming lamute mai. It can't be coming lamute dam, because you said dam I know from me'al minchatecha v'lo me'al damcha nafka. So obviously there's got to be other things. What is that? That's the suffering. Okay? How do you know you don't put? Even according to us. Albeit the brighter that we're going to bring, obviously, is not muskam, according to us in its entirety. But still, you would need to explain why not put melach in the wine. The Tanya, Avalayayim, Adam, Vayitzim, Vaktorhet, ain't to unin melach. Ain't to unin melach, but who says that? I mean, it can't be Rebbe. Rebbe wouldn't have agreed to that because he also ate him, you do, put melach. Kasha ate him. I can't be the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, they said beferish, ketoret in the list. Minchat konim, ketoret. All that requires melach. I mean, there's got to be some other Tana that says this, no? There is. Yeah, this is the Tana. It's high Tana. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher B'Yochanan ben Baruch Omer Ma Prat Mefurish. Not like we learned Shachem Bein Chovala, which is enough to be Mamayat and Esach, but nothing else. But he's got another limud. A Ma Prat Mefurish is that it's a Davish Makabel Tuma, and it's Eila Leishim, and it's Yesh Lo Mizbeach Achitzon. Which is, according to him, Yotsu Eitzim, She'en Mekablim Tuma, Yotsu Dam V'Yayin, because it's not Eilel Eishin, and Yotsu Keteres, She'en Al Mizbeach HaChitzon. Okay, that's his limud. For us, we have a different Mahaprat Mefurish. Wait. But according to everybody, it's only because time in the miyat akral adam. I mean, halav achir. What would I say? The dam liboy melach. Wouldn't I say automatically that it's yefshir? Because the dam kiven the malche, it's going to. Do you think you're allowed to be chovel ba'atzmacha? What is this blood? Chavala. So therefore, I should say it's not included because it's nafik mitaras dam. The Yom Razir Amr Bchanina dam shebishlo in over alav. Rabbi Yom Razir dam shemolcho in over alav. So it means that we have a malicha over here that would have taken away the shame dam. Rabbi Yehuda Didei Omer. This is like the same idea of evarim shetzal an ve'alan alam isbeach. We learned that that's not lareach mikoach. Ein ben mishum lareach mikoach. So how did we need a limud? No, because you see, let's say I would have said that it's indeed e'efsher. I would have said it's only e'efsher to an extent that passes the dam, but it's not e'efsher to require malicha on some level. I'll do a little malicha, formal malicha. So ma'adatema mishto ba'ashel of mitzvah bi'alma, kamash v'lan, there's no din of malicha of melach at all.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Okay, we're holding on Daf. You test some of this. Maskifor Huna. So the last thing, we went through a number of different things which, according to Rav, ought not to be ma'akev. Since, according to Rav, the only thing that's ma'akev are those things that are repeated in the second parsha, in Sav. That's what I've already been mentioned in Vayikra. And we pointed out that there seem to be various examples of things where that's not really a useful klal. And each one he answered. The last question that we have today is, how about Malicha? Hare Melach Tzolotana Beikra. We don't find that the Pesuk repeats the din of Malicha, and yet it's Ma'akev. Titania Brit Melach Olam. Actually, the Rabbi Natan's Gears over here is not Brit Melach Olam, which is a reference to the Ma'akev Luna that's brought in Parshas Pinchas. But rather, Melach Brit. Melach Brit is in Vayikra. Lo Tashbit Melach Brit. That is indeed a reference specifically to Melach Anuncha, because there's an Al, Lo Tashbit Melach Brit, Elokecha, the Al Minchatecha. That makes more sense over here. It's an interesting thing that there seems to be two completely different dinim than a malicha. One is a din of malicha, which is the avoda that you're supposed to do. The other is a psul in the carbon that's not maluach. And this has nafkamina as aloka as well. And not everybody agrees, but it was certainly, even though there's another problem, by the way, that is the prosik that the Rebbe Natan brings of lotashbit. Melach Brit is a lotase. And there's a shita of Rajba that the chlal, wherever there's a lotase, it's not shaykh to say
that you need Shina Alava Katuv La'akev. That's the only where it's telling you what to do. If it tells you beferish, don't do it otherwise. We try for Shina Alava Katuv La'akev. In which case, the whole Shina seems to fall apart. What do you think? There's a lot, there's a lot of issues over here that are, it's not central to our sugya. So just, keep it in your pipes to smoke along with all the other delicious stuff. And in any event, it learns in the Braisa, either from Brit Melach Olam or from Lotash Brit Melach Brit. Shitei Brit Amura B'Melach, Divir Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon Amar Nemar Kan Brit Melach Olam, V'Nemar Olam Brit Kunat Olam. Kishem Shi Yevshel HaKorbanot B'Lo Kunat, Kach Yevshel HaKorbanot B'Lo Melach. Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon are not arguing in the Halach. They're both agreeing that there's a concept of Brit B'Melach. If you mess it up, then you don't have a kosher korban. Shailiz is a learned gufa from Brisa Mura B'Melach, is the comparison of Brisa Kuhuna to Brisa Melach. The bottom line is, Iyev Shal HaKorban is B'Loi Melach. According to Rav, that isn't one of the things that's repeated. Omer of Yosef, indeed Rav also, like the Tana of the Mishnah. The Tana says, Lo Malach Kasher, so what's so bad? So Rav, Ketana di Dan Sir, Le Dan, Lo Malach Kasher. So Enoch Inami, if he would hold like the other Tanoim, he wouldn't have said his klal. But since he found the Tan of the Mishnah saying that Melach is not Ma'akim, so in the Mela he sees that his klal is consistent. Whatever wasn't repeated in Tzav is not Ma'akim. Omalei Abaye, excuse me? What you think Lo Malach means Lo Malach klal? So if you think that, you could think Lo Yatzak also means Lo Yatzak Klal. We already showed before that Yitzhika's Likuva, there, everybody's mighty that it repeats Yitzhika. So what does it mean, Lo Yatzak? We said, it means Lo Yatzak Kohen, Elazar, in which case, Hokanami, Lo Malach Kohen, Elazar. It means not that there was no Malicha. Malicha, what are you saying? That Rav also, like the Tana of the Mishnah, Malicha is not Ma'akev. Show me where it says that the Tana of the Mishnah holds Malicha is not Ma'akev. All he said is Lo Malach in his list, but we know that that list doesn't mean necessarily that it was not done. It means it was not done by a Kohen. So I don't understand how you can make up now a new Shita because it's convenient to Rav. Eloloya Tzakrein Elazar, so this means the same thing here, Okinami. Lo Malach Kohen, Elazar. Omar Lehi said, Rav Yosef Tabai, what are you talking about? Bishlam and Yitzika, you could say it means Lo Malach Kohen Elazar. You're going to say Lo Malach means Azar. You know where you have to do the Malicha of the Kainets? On top of the Mizbeah. You're telling me that Azar was sitting on top of the Mizbeah. That's what the Mishnah was talking about. It's just ridiculous to say that that's the meaning of Lo Malach. Lo Malach undoubtedly means totally. Lo Malach, not like Lo Yatzak, which could be done anyway. Vibai Seima, well, you know what, forget about this business about it, similar to the time of the Mishnah. Maybe the pshat is that of course Malicha is Ma'akim. And Rav, when Rav said only those things that are repeated in Tzav, it doesn't mean that. Only it means those things that don't have any other basis for the limud. I'm kidding. Somebody stole my post. That are repeated in Tzav. But those things that have other indications, such as Melach, came in the Chibay Brit, the word Brit by Melach is exactly the same as having a repetition like Korah. Because Brit means this is the way it's got to be. This is a commitment to having this. So Melach. Even the Ksiva, they read command to Danya. It's as if the Torah repeated the Chiyuv of Malicha. Ramela, it's no Kasha on Rav. Now, but I don't understand your Kasha. What was the Kasha in the first place? Your Kasha was that it doesn't repeat Melach. Thank you so much. What makes you think it doesn't repeat Melach? It says, V'chol korban minchatcha, B'melach timlach. So besides the pasuk of Lo Tashbit Melach Brit Elohecha or Brit Melach Olam, so we have over here, you have a kol korban minchatcha b'melach timlach. I don't understand. To me, that equals two psukim. What was your kasha that according to Rav shouldn't be ma'akev because we don't have two psukim?
No. That pasuk isn't coming to repeat the Talmi Yikuva. That pasuk is coming to tell me a very important halacha. Ahumi boilei lekidetanya. Ilu ne'emar kol korban b'melach. What they just would have said, all korbanos should have melach. Okay, so I would have said, shomei ani afilu etzim v'dam shliku korban. We find that etzim are called korban. It says, like rivet korban ha'etzim. We find that dam is called korban. Yikar korban is dam. So you might think you should put melach on the wood that you bring as a korban. You should put melach on the dam that you're sprinkling on the mizbeah. It's getting to look very shovav. I know that look. Thank you. But at least it keeps him awake. When he's shovav, he stays awake. It's dangerous, but awake. So Shomayani Afilu Eitzim Adam Shneikru Korban Tamadonah Mincha. That's why the Torah says V'chol Korban Minchatcha. What's miyuchad about Mincha? Ma Mincha miyuchedet Sha'acherim Ba'im Chovala Afko Sha'acherim Ba'im Chovala. Any Korban that other things are needed in order to bring is also Chayev in Melicha. What does that mean? The Pashtus, it means in order to bring a mincha, you need to have wood to burn, in order to burn the mincha. So anything that requires something to burn other than it is going to be included in the halacha of melicha. Masha'in came the dam and the etzim, which don't need other things to be burned for them, so they would be not requiring melicha. And that's why it repeats over your mincha. Not to tell me that a mincha is ma'akiv
mincha.
Oh, asks the Gemara, ma mincha miyuchedet shemateret. Ap kol shematir. Maybe the pshat by mincha, since the kemetz, because we'll see it's only referring to the kemetz. Since the kemetz is a matir, so too. Anything that's a matir requires melicha. In which case, avidam, dam is also a matir, maybe it requires melicha. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, Me'al Minchatecha. That's why in the other pasuk, Lo Tashpit Melach Brit Elohecha, Me'al Minchatecha. It stresses, Me'al Minchatecha, Velo Me'al Bencha. Not from the Dam, but only from the Kemetz. Yoko Tehe Mincha Kula Tu'una Melach. You might think you have to be Melech B'Shirayim as well, and not only the Kemetz. Talmud Lomar, Korban. Only that which is brought in the Mizbeach as a korban is tohu melach. But the mincha as a whole is not tohu melach. And that explains the double lashon korban, minchatecha. Ein li'ela komets. So maybe the only thing in the Torah that requires melicha is the kemetz. Minayin l'rabot et halevona. How do you know that the levona also has to be malua? Marbe aniyat halevona shekein ba'a ima v'kli echad. I'm going to be marbe levona because levona is included in the mincha as one korban. Okay, well, what about levona that isn't included with the mincha? I mean, how about if I bring levona by itself? We know that you can bring a separate mincha of levona. How do you know levona aba b'tnei atzma? Or how do you know the levona that's put into the bezichim together with the lechem aponim over there is not in one kli? And how do you know minachot where the or ktores where there's bechlal no relationship to mincha? How about minachot where there's no kmitza? So it's not similar to the komets of mincha over here, minchas kohanim or minchas kohen mashiach or minchas nesachim. All of these are brought entirely on the mizbeach without kmitza. For that matter, how do you know that the murim of a korban chatas require a murim of a korban asher? The chlal, a murim of kachim kachim, a murim of kachim kalim. How about the meat of an eila? How do you know that these things all require melicha? How do you know that an eila tzayif requires melicha? Minayin? Talmud lomar, al kol korban chatak rimelach, and therefore that's al kol korban chatak, tell me all of the above. Now, we're going to go through this step by step. The brayso that we just had that talks about the limudim. Omar, He started off by saying, "Ein li ela komets minayim l'rabot atalavona marbel mi atalavona shekein ba'ayma bekli achad." Now that doesn't make any sense. You already started with the limud before. The limud before began by saying, "Ha'amet ma mincha miyuchedet shacherim ba'im chovala." Didn't you say that you have a limud out of mincha, that anything that's similar to mincha in that, acherim ba'im chovala, that all of that is included in the chiyev of melicha? Does lavona require etzim to burn? Yeah, so it requires etzim to burn, so then it requires melach. I don't understand why I need now a new limud that lavona is included, because it's ba'im ba'kli echad. Did I miss something? Yeah, you did miss something. There's basically a piece that we left out that you're supposed to understand that the Tana is going through in his mind. What was going on was like this. He was thinking, good, it says korban minchatcha, trying to learn out everything from the korban mincha. But the truth is, korban itself is a klal. Minchatcha is a prat. So why don't we say it's a prat, it's a klal of prat, when the rule of a klal of prat is aimed at klal of lamashiv prat? In which case, the only thing that you would bring a melicha on would be dafka mincha, nothing else. So then, the Tana realized, but al kol korbanecha is another clause. So we now klal prat ukal liyata danel kena prat ma prat mefurash shacherim ba'im chovala al kol shacherim ba'im chovala. That's how we arrived at the chiyev for the lavona initially, because we were trying to find the common denominator in a klal prat ukal. The reason that we were not satisfied with that, to teach me levena b'fnei atzmah, is because this is what went through the Tana's mind. Ema, why don't we say the pshat is, what do you say? We change it. Afko shakayim ba'im chovala. What does that mean? My view. Etzim. You're saying wherever wood is required to burn it, so afko etzim, wherever you require wood to burn, you require melicha. But maybe that's not how to look at it. Maybe the way to look at it is that a mincha has acherim boim chovala, namely the lavona. The lavona is required to be matir the mincha. So memela, this not to be confused, please, gentlemen, with the question of whether lavona requires melach. That's where the lavona is being brought. Here we're just saying, anything that has something similar to the mincha, namely it has a relationship to something like the levina, is also going to be included. So the Tana was thinking, so what would that be?
Included in eating melech.
Not that the levina needs melech. That's not the issue here. So what would that be? That could be dam. Why? Because lemaisa, I bring for the carbon being dam essentially, I bring the sachim, same way that I bring the levina for the mincha. I bring the sachim for a carbon of zeva, which has dam. So maybe dam should require melicha. This is all going through the Tana's mind. And then the Tana says to himself, nah, the sachim doesn't have anything to do with the dam. The sachim is only coming for the emurim. The emurim themselves are not related to the dam. They're that with which the dam was matir. And it's only reasonable. I mean, after all, the emurim is the food of the mizbeach, right? So the nisachim is the drink of the mizbeach. In other words, I mean, isn't that what's mechuyav from the way you understand the mechanisms of the carbon? You have the mechaper. The mechaper is the dam. And what are you going to say? That the wine is part of the kapora? The wine is part of what's given to the mizbeach to eat, to consume. So the mizbeach consumes the emurim, that's its food, and then it drinks the yayin, that's its drink. So, but it's not mechubra to the dam in any way. Why should I say the relationship of nesachim to dam is as the relationship of levena to mincha? It just doesn't make sense. So therefore, this would not be a reasonable limud. I should say that the nesachim are about emurim of the asa. My time, ma'achim la b'shviyah. Why? Because the mizbeach has to eat and drink also, no? No, 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 no. Adarab, I would say just the opposite. Maybe the drink, and this is important for Richie, for our understanding of our little drinking parties, yeah, that the real meaning of the drink on the Mizbeach is first you get a kapara, and then you make a party about the kapara. In which case it relates to, so, Purim would be a good time to drink, Yom Kippur would be a good time to drink, there's other problems. But the real relationship then of Nisachim is to the Dam, not to the Emurim. In which case we're back to the problem. How do you know that Nisachim are not to Dam, as Lavona is to Mincha, and learn them out of the Acherim Boim Chovalo, and say that Dam requires Malicha? Ah, Ella Levina, I'll tell you. Ba'im of the Kliachat. Nisachim ain't ba'im of the Kliachat. The point over here of the Kliachat business is to explain why Levina is not to the Mincha the way Nisachim are to Dan. Levina is much more fundamentally related to the Mincha because it comes as single carbon. Nisachim is saying they brought like a dessert afterward. You didn't call them the same. So therefore, that can't be the common denominator of Acherim Boim Chovala. So what must be Acherim Boim Chovala? The Eitzim. Eitzim are very broad. And that's how we arrive at the end of the Limud. So that what we thought was a Ribui for the Levina was not a Ribui for the Levina, which, and now we're being marred by other things besides Levina. It was a middle stage in our confusion of not understanding what Acherim Baim Chovala means. So we have to show that Acherim cannot mean the Sokim to Dam, because Levina is different. Levina is Bikliyatra, which forces us to arrive at the conclusion that Acherim Baim Chovala is what? Eitzim. Once it's Eitzim. So now I know the whole last part. Anything that has something born Kovala, namely Eitzim, including the Levina, including Levina above the Neatra, we no longer need the whole business.
So what is it about included? What does it need Melach?
Dom doesn't need Melach. Eitzim don't need Melach. And so on, we'll see. I mean, we'll discuss more.
About the Mincha, you had to provide your own wood, or wasn't there a general fire on the Mincha?
Yeah, but still, it's Boim Chovala. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see later on that there is a tzad to say that everybody has to pay for your hakrova. They take it out of you. You know, it's like
one
the bullet. It's like the KGB makes you pay for the bullet that they send a bill to. But what's the thing? They send a bill to the family for the bullet that they use to kill you.
Bullets were expensive.
Just to, yeah. So, good. Okay, so now we understand the entire limud is essentially a klal prat of klal, which was interrupted with the thought that there was an alternative of the klal prat of klal to the af kol would be similar to the marbadan, and then in the end we're doing it because it's not similar, levain is not similar to the sachim, and we come down essentially to being marba all things that require eitzim.
What is the miss? Kashra?
Sorry?
The word is kashra b'hum, the mincha?
Where, I mean, it means that the mincha was made kosher, but what are you referring to?
No, that's fine, we read, I didn't know what it meant. Okay. Kashra b'hum, mincha b'hum, kashra b'hum, kashra b'hum.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so therefore, where we get up to? So therefore we have now all of our limits. In fact, the Gemara, if we're looking for a common denominator, who's to say that the common denominator does not include the fact that it's matir? The common denominator over here is from the comments. The comments is not only something. If I asked you what's unique about the comments, first thing that would pop into your mind would be the fact that it's eitzim? No, you'd say the comments is an example of a matir. So okay, it's true that it also requires eitzim to burn, but maybe you require both things. So it's all matirim that need eitzim to burn would be included, but not everything, not the bus or the ayla, not the imurim, which are not matirim. So maybe the meaning over here is ima ma'prat mufurash acherim ba'im chovala umateret, apko shacherim ba'im chovala umateret, which would only include the levina that's coming into the Zichin, where over there it's being matir the lechem haponim. How do you know to include all the other cases? How do you know to include the boss of the Emurim and so on? Where is that a matir? No. You can't say that. What is it based on, your question? Your question is that in this case, the klal prado klal should seek the common denominator in all of its aspects, not one out of several possible common denominators. A, matiri. B, acherim boim chova, namely eitzim. No, both of the above, because I mean both of the above are true about the given case, which is the prat and the klal prado klal. So it should need to be similar to it in all senses. Correct? If that were the case, would I need a pasuk to exclude dam as I originally did? Didn't I say me'al minchatecha v'lo me'al dimcha? Why do I need me'al minchatecha v'lo me'al dimcha? In what way is dam similar to the komets? I'll tell you how it's similar to the komets, dear friends. It's a matir, right? Okay, but it's not acherim b'im chovama. It doesn't require eitzim to burn. Nonetheless, if we wouldn't have had that pasuk, I would have said, well, it's okay, even if it only meets one part of the common denominator. It's not going to be similar to every possible common denominator. So you see that the b'raita is based on the assumption that a similarity to the common denominator in any way is sufficient. It doesn't have to be similar in every aspect of possible common denominators. Otherwise, I don't need a pasuk to be mamaya dam. So if the Torah is coming to tell me a pasuk is mamaya dam, it's telling me anything that is similar to the kenets, whether in terms of its being a matir or in terms of its being eitzim to burn, if it's not a matir, either of the two, not both. Kalman, are you coming back?
This is transported.
Beam me up. The amazing thing is that they beamed him back up to the place before he left. Good God, two of you is too much. Comment, please. So, bin Yitzrich, mi al min chatcha, v'lo mi al din chan, l'chlad anach kulo hatu v'chad tzad. Clearly, one tzad of a tzad ha-shava is sufficient. You don't need two tzads. No. In which case, you can't tell me that it has to both be a matir and require a achenu v'im chovala. Okay? It's a little bit complicated, but it's nice. Clear. Sweet. Happy. So you said, you took for granted that me'al min chatcha means not me'al din chatcha. But it could mean anything. I mean, it could mean me'al min chatcha v'lo me'al l'verecha. Maybe it means, make sure, lo tashbish me'al v'risa v'lekecha me'al min chatcha. But if you're bringing the evarim of an ayla, that's not similar to mincha, doesn't require malicha. How do you know that it's coming to exclude dam? I mean, that's making dam the most obvious thing to exclude, correct? What makes you say that? Because, as the Gemara mistava, evorim havele the rubuye. It makes sense that the marba evorim, shekein, it's close to ashkan tome. So, try to leave it. I can't figure out anything better than that. But a tame ashken, but that's misspelled a bit, that's your simen. The aleph stands for acherim ba'im chovala kamota. First of all, evorim are similar to mincha because they require eitzim. Dam doesn't. Ishim kamota, they're put on the fire. Dam isn't. Bachutz kamota, they're invariably brought bachutz. You never bring evorim bifnim, just like you never bring your komets bifnim, but you do bring dam bifnim sometimes. So you can't call it uniquely bachutz. It has a chiyuv of nota, kamota. Dam, remember we have three separate psukim to tell me there's no chiyuv of nota, no chiyuv of bifnim, no chiyuv of tamei baita. Tuma, kamota. Mi'ila, kamota. One tells me, I mean, I meant mi'ila, not bifnim. One tells me that there's no din of Me'ila by Dam, but there is by Avorim. So look how many things it shares with the Mincha. Says the Gemara, well, Adarabba, Dam Havi Elirubuyishkin Matir Kamota Nibsa Bishkiata Kamat Kamota. Dam is more similar because it's a Matir, and the Avorim are not Matirim. And not only that, the Kometz is Pasol because it says, Bayom Tzavoto et Bnei Yisrael, and Bayom Tzavoto tells me that's Biyom Hikrivo at Zipko. If it's not Biyom Hikrivo, it becomes possible. The same thing is true by Dam. And there it says Zot HaTorah, and it's Ma'ake, and the other things are only become possible after they run out of eating time. You can eat them during the night. Eivorim, you can eat during the night. Eivorim are not similar to the Komets. The Komets of the Dam become possible Pishkiyat HaKama. So maybe we should say on the contrary, Dam is more likely to require Melicha, Eivorim are less likely to require Melicha. Yeah, but Hanak Lefishim, you got more on the other side. I mean, you're right, but I mean, that Ash can't tell me. He's got a lot of things in it, and so Memela, it's Machriya. Oh, Mama, you said before, Shomea, Ani Afilo, Eitzim, Vedam, Shnikru, Korban, I have a real problem with that. Because you use the pasuk to tell me that an etzim, which is called a carbon, does not require melicha. It is a bit strange to put melicha on the etzim. But the problem is, who is the man d'yomer that says that etzim is a type of carbon? And you can go ahead and you can donate etzim. Man shamat l'yomer etzim
is a carbon.
Yes, Rebbe. Rebbe learns that from the pasuk. Korban etzim.
Isn't this a special...
No, yes, yeah, special carbon. Like this, you learn that it's just the eitzim that are brought for the mizbeah. But he learns out from the fact that they hipalnu goralot al korban eitzim. It says that they had a right to bring an actual carbon of eitzim besides the chiyus.
It wasn't a carbon; it was a mock.
We'll see. Right now, just hold your ass. Now, according to Rebbe, he's the Baal Yom that darkens Korban Eitzim, as we'll see in a minute. But the problem is, according to Rebbe, it does need Melicha.
It does.
So, I don't get it. Le Rebbe, mi boy bo Melicha. Titania, Korban, melamik shemit nadim Eitzim. We learn from the word Korban that you can be menadev an Eitzim. It says nefesh kitakriv. Korban? Okay. So it says in the Nach, Korban Eitzim. So that means nefesh kitakriv korban includes stuff to bring wood. Taina's Rebbe, that yes, how much is the shear of that korban? Shnei gezirin. You need two pieces of wood. V'chinu omer v'hagoralot yipalnu al korban ha'etzim. And what happens is that Rebbe omer, etzim is a type of korban mincha, so it's nefesh kitakriv korban mincha, that's the context, and therefore they require melicha, and they require hagosha. It's the hagosha. And if I'm a rabbi, well, according to Rebbe, it needs kmitza too. Mm-hmm. You better have a strong mitzvah for Paul Bunyan. So you require kmitza. And on Rome Republic, the Rebbe ate the chicken, ate it. Forget about required. I mean, who's going to pay for the wood to burn the wood? So you're going to have to bring other etzim. This is, you asked before, you know, so here's where it's like, yeah. You're going to have to bring other etzim in order to pay for burning these etzim. Because you have to put them on the mizbeach, not use them to burn other things on the mizbeach. They themselves are a korban. Anyway, so now you're in trouble because now you can't learn that the pasuk is coming to say, minchatcha velo etzecha. Okay, fine. So can we just erase that? That's always the easiest way. I mean, if we're talking, so mimikan etzim. Fine. So let's erase the word etzim. Let's just say dam. Oh, not so special. Because then what's about the coming to be mamaya? You see, you can't try to tell me that it's coming to be mamaya dam. Because dam, remember, what's the mamaya over here? Af kol. This is basically what David was asking before. What did you exclude? And I was dull to him, and I said, well, what do you mean? You exclude etzim and you exclude dam, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but now we're not excluding etzim. Because Eitzim do need Eitzim. And if Eitzim do need Eitzim, then Achirim Boim Lo Chobah, you see. So the whole thing breaks down. So it doesn't exclude Don. Eitzim. So what exactly was the Klal Prat or Klal for? To exclude Don.
Which we don't need.
Which we don't need, because it says, Me'al Dimcha Tka, V'lo Me'al Dimcha. And now what are you going to do?
Are we
going to
hang a little bit?
So now you've got a problem. Even with a Don, Me'al Dimcha Tka Nafi. Ooh, wow, that's bad. That's really bad. Okay, so take out, okay, fine, you know what? So take out Eitzim, but put in instead of Eitzim, Nisachim. To be Mamaya, the requirement of Malicha on Nisachim. Now this goes on for a bit, and I think I will leave you hanging. Just so that Richie should turn on his CD. Like, you're leaving early or you're going to be here tomorrow morning?
Yeah, leaving this evening.
This evening. Yeah. You'll have to turn on
your CD. I have a hard time tomorrow morning, I guess.